الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد I would like to extend a warm welcome to all my brothers and sisters who have attended today's completion of the Sahih al-Bukhari program. Marhaban bikum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your attending this program a means of acquiring the love of Allah and the love of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a means of being able to practice the teachings of Allah and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the 14th completion of the Sahih al-Bukhari that is being taken place here at the Islamic Dawah Academy, and alhamdulillah this year 18 boys who have been studying at the Jamia Riyadhul Uloom will be completing their Sahih al-Bukhari in this program, and 7 girls who have been studying in the full time provision for the sisters at Riyadhus Salihat will be completing their final lesson. It's a very blessed and auspicious gathering that we have been given the opportunity to participate in, wherein these students from the month of Shawwal until the month of Sha'ban spend many hours in studying the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Approximately 30,000 ahadith are covered while studying the Siha Sitta in the final year of the Alim course. And these ahadith that are covered are the sayings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirmed, that is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a guide for the entire humanity. So each and every aspect of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a means of guidance for humanity, to the extent that the commentators of hadith explain that even when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be resting, when he would be sleeping, even when he would not be engaged in any activity and he would be sat not doing anything, or when he would be engaged in doing something, his harakat and his sakanat, this is also hadith. And this is also a means of guidance for mankind. So how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam slept, when he remained silent, when he spoke, when he was in motion, when he was active, or when he was inactive, just sitting, not doing anything. Even this is a hadith. And even this is a means of guidance in hidayah for us to understand the purpose of our life and how we are to fulfill the purpose of our creation of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a means of mercy, wherein Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have not sent you but as a mercy for the entire universe. Whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever he did, whatever he confirmed, it is nothing but mercy. So we're very fortunate that these students for the past 10, 11 months, they have been blessed with studying the teachings of this most merciful Prophet. Because from among the names of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is Nabi wa Rahmah, the Nabi of mercy And the Prophet ﷺ says with regards himself, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ رَحْمَةً, that I have been sent as a mercy. So each and every statement, each and every action of the Prophet ﷺ, each and every confirmation, whatever he said, whatever he did, it is nothing but mercy. So these students, for the past 10, 11 months, have been studying nothing but aspects of this most merciful personality and how the teachings of this most merciful being can be incorporated and inculcated in our lives. And they were fortunate enough to have been blessed with so many gatherings wherein this most merciful Prophet's name was mentioned. So if 30,000 is the approximate total of the hadith, then imagine how many times were these students and their teachers blessed with sending salutations upon the Prophet ﷺ. 30,000 times throughout the whole year, that is just the minimum. But so many times the Prophet's name is repeated, and as a result, they are blessed with sending salutations upon the Prophet ﷺ. So how fortunate these souls are to be given the opportunity to study the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ and understand this great personality of the Prophet ﷺ, and as a result, bring this into their lives. So we are fortunate that their final lesson that is going to be imparted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to participate, and the lesson that would be imparted at the end, we be given the opportunity to be present in that gathering. So inshallah, whatever barakat they were blessed with, we are also able to acquire a portion of that barakah. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a means of much blessing for us as well, and make it a means for us to change our lives for the better. So when we say that we are attending the completion of the Bukhari, or the students are being blessed with this opportunity of completing the Bukhari, this is not like the concept that is the norm among the people or in our minds. Completion would mean that you finish and now you have no association or attachment to whatever you have been blessed to study, or whatever you have been given the opportunity to read. Completion does not mean that. Completion means that this is the beginning of these students now being given the opportunity to impart whatever they have learned. So it is not the completion in the sense that they are free now and there is no need for them to refer back to these books that they have been blessed and fortunate enough to study. Rather, this is an opportunity for them to be given this task to convey these same teachings, the same words, the same practice of the Prophet ﷺ that they have been studying for the past 10, 11 months to their own locality, to their own people, to their own family, so that they also be given the blessing of understanding this beautiful life of our beloved Prophet ﷺ, and thereafter practicing accordingly. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to truly appreciate this very auspicious moment. And in order for us to benefit, first and foremost, we must be very attentive to whatever is imparted and whatever is said. We should be listening with the intention of bringing into practice whatever is being said. It shouldn't be that we've come here just for entertainment or pastime. So how we sit, how we behave during the program, that would play a very important role in what we achieve at the end of the program. So we must try to be very attentive. We must not be distracted with our mobile phones, with other items that may take our minds away from this auspicious gathering. So let us make sure that we don't play around with our mobile phones. And from the very outset, I would like to mention that please, no one take video recordings or pictures of the program or of the imparting of the lesson that takes place. Because this is all part of depriving one from the true blessings of such gatherings. So from the very outset, let us make sure that we are very attentive, we listen carefully with the intention wanting to practice whatever is said. Whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, with a lot of love, with a lot of love and reverence, we should send salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It shouldn't be that we just remain silent. It shouldn't be that we remain silent each time the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned. With a lot of love and reverence, we should send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that the true benefits of such gatherings we are able to derive. Now inshallah, moving on with the program, I will request a student of the final year in Dore Hadith, Iyaz Chikalia, to come forward and recite some verse of the glorious Quran.